Good evening, sir. Come.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As always, we thank you, my dear friends, for all the love and help that you ask for others. I would like just to say to also remember those who are left behind on your earth plane. They truly are the ones who suffer. Those who come to our world quickly recognize what a beautiful and wonderful situation they have found themselves in. They have returned home to knowledge and to all of those who love them so. But they are also drawn back to this earth plane, to those who are suffering at their loss. And no matter how many times you tell them that their loved ones are safe and well, still so many mourn, and mourn for much too long. So therefore, it is imperative that you, my dear friends, remember to ask for them also in your prayers. If only you could hear the cries of those left behind, you would understand how much more they are the ones to suffer. And yet it is a mourning which is unnecessary, because I can reassure you, each one of you, that when you return home, there is so much light, so much love, so much happiness.
Yes, Jim, who sat with us, his wife has recently rejoined spirit, and I guess they are happily reunited. I must say that I've been in touch with their two daughters, and they have become, they are much heartened by the many messages of love that they have received from their friends and relatives. And this, I feel, can be a nice factor relating to the earth feelings.
Yes, of course it is important for support and extra love at these sad times. But you see, my dear friends, I say sad times only exist on this earth, not in our world. It is a rejoicing that keeps us in our world, a rejoicing that another soul has departed the body and return to the place that is much more real for them. But of course, any help that can be given to any human being, not only at a time of loss, but at all stages of earthly life, that can only be good. Yes. Does anyone wish to ask a question about this?
I'll just comment that it's very nice to receive that reassurance, which I feel is not generally felt on the earth plane.
No. I am speaking to people who have knowledge and understanding. But I say to you, the thoughts are needed for those who do not have that knowledge, that understanding. They are the ones who suffer.
Yes.
Even although the suffering is brought upon themselves.
We can try to increase their awareness.
You may try to do this. It may not always be accepted, but yes, to speak easily about death and passing can only bring more knowledge to your world.
I will try to do that.
We know that you all do this in different ways. A touch, a smile, a word. It takes very little to uplift the soul. Yes.
And perhaps the people who are difficult to find upliftment, perhaps they are the ones who have benefited from and have needed the church. We know the church has had many faults, but I guess for some it
is their comfort.
Their comfort, yes.
If they find that is the place for love and comfort, then so be it. Yes. But for many, they will never be convinced that there is life after death. And all you can do is to say a few words of support and allow them to make their own minds up. That is all that can be done. Are there any more questions?
I was just thinking, I bet in most cases where the people are grieving on the earth, there's strange coincidences which should give an inkling as to parents are okay or the children are okay. Just a book I read and strange coincidences come along. And they do wonder.
Yes, there will always be an opportunity given to those who are left behind.
Yeah,
in order that they may begin to think why.
Yes.
But then, of course, as you know, it is entirely up to them. Whether they accept or deny. You cannot do more than offer your love and your sympathy. But if you imagine how many have passed to spirit on this one day alone, then you will have some idea of those who are in a state of grief.
Yes, perhaps those who have passed to spirit in in the difficult circumstances of war and politics, these are the ones who are felt for particularly, perhaps.
Yes. Yeah, there can, you cannot make any difference between a person in grief. Grief is grief, no matter where or what the situation. So, yes. But I will say thank you once more, my dear friends, for all the love and thoughts that you send for others. Let me tell you, they are well and noted. Yes. Now, are there any more questions this time?
Yes, I've got a question.
Yes.
For the last 3 years, around about Christmas time and New Year, my computer resets itself back to factory settings. And I wonder if there's some different or extra electricity in the air. And also recently, well, not recently, for the past probably about 3 or 4 months, maybe longer, I get electric shocks off of different things and not just getting out of cars. So it does seem to me that the air is more charged. And I just wonder if you could help me out there.
Yes. Well, as regards to the time of your year, I believe you mentioned Christmas. There is an overpowering amount of love and goodwill at that time of year, especially here in your own country. But generally over your world, there is goodness and more light, which in turn will increase the energy of love. This increase in energy can create many situations, and you have named one that would explain your machinery. People often find that perhaps their phones, is that the word, the phones,
yes,
will ring with no one on the end of it, that door knockers will rap. It is all to do with increased energy. And with that energy comes the opportunity for spirit to use it. As for the electric shock, not only is the atmosphere charged and becomes more charged at times, but so too can the human body. And when the air is, I will say, supercharged to suit the understanding of the words, that certain human beings feel it in many ways also, but of course you feel it as an electric shock. Others will feel more inspired, others will feel confused and do not understand what is happening to them. But you are right in thinking that it is the energy, rather like your electricity, that can come in surges. Is that helpful to you?
Very, thank you.
Interesting.
Yes.
Could this affect, like, irregular heartbeats? because I know a number of people at the moment suffering from irregular heartbeats, and I wonder whether that is the same thing again.
It can be the cause. I would not say always.
Yes.
But it can affect certain people.
Mm.
Yes. I have no doubt that if each and every one of you were to think of something that has happened at certain times, which is a little unexplainable to your senses, you could do so. It may be as simple as heightened awareness. It may be that you begin to understand the feelings of another. There is a wide range of happenings. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, we have spoken on the energy of the ether.
Yes.
And there is a scientist, Professor Reginald Cahill, who uses the term quantum foam, which I feel is an attempt to describe the nature or part of the nature of the ether, and in order to get their papers accepted by journals these days, there is an avoidance of the term ether, and scientists tend to call it by quite a large number of different names.
Yes.
But
whatever suits the mind of even one person, if it makes sense, then that is fine by them. And I will speak from spirit when I say that there is much work going on in trying to understand your world and your universes.
Yes.
But I have to say, my dear friends, that it all has to become much more simple.
Yes.
Scientists are making things too complicated.
I.
Because of their own logical minds.
Intellectual way of thinking.
Yes.
Yes, I fully agree.
But it really matters not to us in spirit what they call something, as long as they eventually reach the spiritual aspect.
But quite simply, I think you have told us that the ether plays one role in upkeeping all matter in its various forms.
Everything is connected.
Yes.
That is the simplicity. Everything is connected in some way or another.
And there seems to be evidence for the ether being drawn into bodies in the universe, or perhaps being drawn into is the wrong expression.
Yes, I would not like to use it in that way, but I understand what you are saying, and of course all beings have to use the energies which are part of them, which is used for existence, no matter whether it is a human existence, a worldly existence, or universal existence.
Yes, and
that energy is common to all things.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, and well, we talk about the connection to to planets and to suns and to galaxies, one might say.
No, you must say, not might say. You cannot exclude.
Must say, yes. Yes, and one can easily visualize a connection in the case of a spiral galaxy, and the form of that connection, I would guess, has to initiate the spiral form.
I see what you are saying, but again, you are trying to dictate that there has to be form at all times. When you come to spirit, you will lose these ideas of form.
Ah.
You understand where I am taking you.
I think so, and
yes.
Not all galaxies are spiral form.
No, no. But I do not like to dissuade people to not think, because by thinking, even if you are mistaken, eventually you can come to the right outcome.
I feel there's been an awful lot of that in our scientific journey.
And much more to come, of course. But all of these things are less important when you travel home.
Oh, yes.
You will eventually understand more and wonder why all of these situations seemed so complicated.
Yes, well, because we made them complicated.
Because
no doubt.
Your own thinking has complicated them.
Yes.
I hope that has helped you just a little.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Yes, thank you. It's a great help to stand back, and it's like seeing things from a greater distance.
Yes.
If I could put it like that.
Clarity is a word to use for all things. Clear seeing, clear sensing. And then the picture begins to clear also. And we will leave it there just for this time. But as with all knowledge, a little at a time is more beneficial. And that is what you are trying to achieve, to know and understand the form of existence. And I have to say, my dear friend, it is not the kind of knowledge you will succeed in finding whilst upon earth.
Yes, I do accept that.
But we always thank you greatly for your efforts and to the knowledge that you have brought to others.
I think we're in the process of realizing that the Big Bang thinking was totally wrong.
Yes.
And
what interesting.
We are changing to a steady state theory.
Yes.
Which I think we're all agreed is a much more satisfactory way of seeing existence.
Yes. But there are always many who will dispute any information given from spirits. because they cannot justify it in their own minds. Mm.
But the gentleman I mentioned earlier, Reginald Cahill, I think I'm correct in saying that he does align to the steady state way of thinking concerning the universe.
Yes.
And I'm not sure how correct his reasoning for this has been, but I think that's the way he is heading.
Yes. Well, we will only encourage those who seek the truth, as you all are seeking truth. And now, my friends, thank you. I will take my leave. Perhaps the lady would take you on a little journey, and I will quietly return from this one. As always, I leave you, knowing that my love for you all is strong, is protective, and we give thanks to all creation for all that there is.
I'm sure we all take pleasure in reciprocating that love.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
That love goes with you.